This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hi, I'm Leon Sjogren, and welcome to Am I Funny? A podcast documenting my attempt to perform stand-up comedy for the very first time in just 8 weeks. Many people fear public speaking more than death, which I guess makes stand-up comedy one of the most terrifying things a person can do. So yeah, the idea scares me, but for some reason, I am fascinated by it.
I don't mean to terrify you, but if I was going to give any new comedian a piece of advice, here's the piece of advice I would give them. Whatever your first gig is like, never release the audio to anybody.
That's one of Australia's best comedians, Will Anderson. He's one of the many talented comics enlisted to help me over the next 8 weeks to see if I can learn and perform stand-up comedy for the very first time. Oh, yeah, and you'll be along for the ride as well.
I've got a very bad feeling about this, Leon.
This is Am I Funny? Episode 2, The One Golden Rule. I was 1 week into what a reality TV show would call my journey. I was on my way to trying stand-up for the very first time. I'd taken my comedy coach Justin Hamilton's advice and was seeing as much comedy as I could. Binge-watching Netflix specials, getting lost down YouTube comedy rabbit holes, and going out and seeing some live shows. But as I was taking it all in, I was really becoming overwhelmed. It was dawning on me that in a few weeks' time, I was stepping out onto a stage in a room full of strangers and trying to make them laugh. To help settle my nerves, I thought I'd ask around the comedy circles to get a level of what my first time may be like, perhaps taking some tips of what to do and what not to do. Akmal Saleh had some great advice on what not to do.
I'll tell you, my first stand-up gig, I basically stole this comedian's jokes. It was a guy called Stephen Wright, and I listened to his album, and his material is so brilliant that I thought, I'll just get up and give this a go, you know? Because I used to go and watch. I used to watch a lot,
yeah,
and thought, oh, I could never do that. And then I heard this guy, and I learned his material off by heart for 10 minutes, and I got up and I killed. And the audience thought I was a genius. Like, it was just the biggest buzz, you know, yeah. getting, even though it wasn't my material.
Yeah.
I was the laughs and the applause I got was just such a buzz. It was like a drug. And I thought, I need more of this.
Yeah.
But I got off stage, and the comedians, of course, all knew that I'd ripped him off. And I was hoping, you know, they'd say, well done, or any. None of them talked to me. And one guy came up and said, this is how old I am. He said, I can hear the scratches on those jokes. You know, meaning vinyl.
On the record, yeah.
On the record back in those old days when we had vinyl.
Yeah.
And but I was really lucky because many years after that, I got to work with Stephen Wright.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got to support him. I didn't tell him that
didn't
I ripped
tell him
his,
that.
I couldn't. I was so nervous that he might get the shits and just say, you're sacked. Because I was so privileged to work with him. So it was like a full circle, you know.
Okay, step one. Don't steal other comedians' jokes. Noted. Akmal is a seasoned professional with over 20 years of experience under his belt. But I thought perhaps a younger comedian would still have some memories of their first gig fresh in their mind. I caught up with Nat Harris, who's still fairly new to comedy and fresh off her successful run at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, to talk about her first time.
I was a runner on Josh Thomas's Please Like Me, and I was kind of thinking about it at that time, and I was driving Tom Ward,
yes,
a lot, who was a stand-up, and I kind of spoke a little bit about it with him, and he gave me some really good advice.
Okay.
He said, for your first gig, not even for your first gig, but just in general, he's like, don't try be funny necessarily, try be interesting. I felt like that really took the pressure off. My goal was to get off stage with the audience not feeling completely awkward.
Great. Just hearing that actually does relieve some stress.
It does, doesn't it? It just takes a load of... I didn't tell anyone, but you've gone for a different approach.
I have.
You have. So it's a different experience. But, yeah, I didn't tell anyone. I knew that I would just do this first gig, and it was just about getting through it.
Yeah. And how did it go?
It went okay.
Did you think it was funny or interesting? Did you...
No, I thought it was well written. I thought I continued to perform the same jokes over the next year, and I did really well with them. So I wrote some good stuff.
Yeah.
Did I sell it? No.
Yeah.
Did I, you know, it sounded very scripted. It is. It's all about being comfortable on stage.
Yeah, okay. I feel like, so for me, I'm I feel...
So you're fucked, basically.
I'm not the first person to say that.
Am I really?
Oh, not, yeah. Nick Molloy went hard on me.
Nat had actually brought up some things that I'd never even thought about. I caught up with Tom Ballard and asked him a hypothetical. If he could give himself advice before his first ever gig, what would it be?
Don't do any of those jokes. You idiot. Oh, yuck.
What? Come on. Give, all right, an example. Do you remember
When I was 14, it was Class Clowns. It was like, I think I did jokes about liking girls. So, you know, some issues to work through there. There was some toilet humour. I still do jokes about going to the toilet. But I like to think they're of a higher calibre now.
Yeah.
I guess... Again, it's such a blur to me, that first gig, because it just because it wasn't a disaster. I was just so relieved.
Mm.
And being in a nice theater and getting occasional laughs from students, you know, your audience are other students at Class Clowns, was very validating. And it was probably such a rush that I enjoyed it. So I can't think too much of what it is. But yeah. Generally, and I'm sure this is the advice of comedians who do Class Clowns workshops, you know, try and aim a bit higher than poos and wees and,
yeah, okay.
And semen.
Yeah, great.
Over the last week, I've already started writing jokes. Well, what I think are jokes, to perform on stage. And to be honest, there's a bit of poo and wee stuff in there. But with only 7 weeks to go, I need to know exactly how much material I have to write and where and when I'll be performing it. After all, it's these details that are really the whole point of this podcast. A public declaration telling everyone where it is and what time it is forcing me to do something I've been putting off for years. I sat down with my comedy mentor, Justin Hamilton, to formulate a plan.
So I had a chat to the producer of the podcast, or one of the producers of the podcast, Sam Cav.
Yep.
And we were having a chat about your first ever set. Now, Sam threw something out there that says to me he's never done stand-up. He thinks 5 minutes is too easy. Man, there is a distinct possibility 5 minutes will seem like 100 years if it's not going well. Ooh. Like, you do understand that, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. We had ideas of where you should do it and how long it should go. And he said to me, and I don't know if he's told you this, but he said to me, I would like Leon to do 15 minutes. And
Jesus
my
Christ.
Response to that was, are you mental? 15 minutes. Like, that's a long time.
That's a little overwhelming hearing that, to be honest.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
Like, have you thought about 5 minutes?
I have thought about 5 minutes.
How do you feel about three times that?
Yeah, that's a lot.
So we talked about it a lot, and we've compromised at 10. Two lots of five. For all the mathematicians out there, I just want to prove that I can do it sometime. But how do you feel about 10 minutes?
Look, okay. All right, so I'm doing 10 minutes.
Yeah, Sam and I, we got a little bit ahead of ourselves. I'll really panic you now. We really started thinking, you know what, we should just do a one-off show. We'll have a whole lot of comedians on. We'll have Leon at the end and we'll call it the No Pressure Tour. you know, put on a whole bunch of people beforehand. But we're thinking that it would be better to actually just go to a normal night. So if we go to something like that, I think we could be in for the best venue that will give you the most realistic response.
Now that we've the idea that that's I can visualise the venue...
Yeah.
And it's actually making me really, really anxious just thinking about this now. So.
Oh, because you've seen so much comedy there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just feels real now. Like, I've always had this in my mind, you know, me stepping on stage, but now I can visualize that stage.
Yeah.
It feels more real.
You know, big smiles, best night of your life. Sounds cheesy, but far out, it gets you over the line a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was starting to feel very real. That conversation really made me stop and think about how terrifying this actually is going to be. To make things even more stressful, I received an email. An email that made me feel sick to my stomach and might put a stop to everything. When I first came up with the idea for this podcast, I was excited. Not at the chance to try stand-up comedy, although that was an element of it, but because I had come up with a genuinely exciting and unique idea that I'd never heard anyone do before. Well, not that I knew of. When I first came up with it, I started Googling the idea to see, in fact, if I was a genius, and I couldn't find anything remotely similar to my idea. So I forged ahead with it, started planning, recording, and getting everything ready. That's until I got this email, which prompted me to put a call in to my producer, Sam Cav.
Hello?
Sam, it's Leon.
Sorry, mate, I'm just eating. How are you?
Good, mate. Hey, have you got a second?
Yeah.
Someone has just alerted me to a podcast out of New York. Yeah. It's called Tell Me I'm Funny.
I'm just looking it up.
Let me get the website. Tell Me I'm Funny is a podcast mini-series that follows his attempts over the course of a single year to succeed as a stand-up comedian. Presented as candidly as possible.
Jesus.
Yep. Apparently my idea wasn't totally original.
I'm Peter Bresnan, and this is Tell Me I'm Funny. A podcast that follows me as I try to succeed at something I've always loved, but that I've never actually tried doing before. Stand-up comedy. Presented as candidly as possible, good jokes and bad ones. This is episode 1. Who's Laughing Now?
I thought you did a bit of a search before we started working on this to see.
I did. It's a hard thing to search. I did search podcasts, stand-up comedy first time, you know, newbies. I've done a lot of searching. I didn't find this. Apparently, and better yet, this guy was named the 18th best podcast of last year.
Shit. So what's the name of his?
Tell Me I'm Funny.
Say that's different. You know what though, mate? Like, it'll be different.
The big difference I've heard is the first episode you hear him doing stand-up.
So he's already doing stand-up.
Yeah, it sounds like it, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what? It's not ideal, but I don't think it's a big problem. You came up with this idea completely independently of hearing his, so all the work we've put into it to date isn't in any way influenced by what he's created. You know, what does this guy do for a job?
I had a bit of a stalk on his Twitter, and let me just read it out for you. Peter Bresnan, writer and radio producer.
There's no original ideas left, mate, so don't stress. Just, I reckon, get in touch with him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would enjoy the opportunity to be on your podcast as well. So
yeah, true.
Let's just plow on, mate.
Yeah,
and hope we don't get sued.
All right. Taking Sam's advice on board, I did a bit more Facebook stalking and tracked down my podcasting doppelganger in New York, Peter Bresnan. I queued up a chat with him about my predicament.
Hello.
Hi, is this Peter?
This is Peter.
Peter, it's Leon from Australia. How are you, mate?
Good. How are you, Leon?
Good. Have you got a few minutes to chat?
Yeah, sure.
I just wanted to talk to you about, there's a podcast I'm working on. Look, I've been working on it, developing for a few months now. And then someone alerted me to yours and I had a listen and I was really impressed. And also, the thing is, my podcast is about me. I've never done stand-up. I've never done it at all. And I'm going to attempt to try it for the first time, which is basically the same idea as yours.
Regardless of its originality, good for you, because it's fucking hard.
I suppose the other thing that really, I'm not going to say annoyed, but I was kind of like, oh no, my podcast is, and I've never heard of your podcast until someone alerted me. My podcast has been named for a while, Am I Funny?
Oh.
Which is very similar to yours as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
So I thought, you know, on the first episode, I should at least get it out in the open just to, and maybe get some advice from you as well, because you've done this already.
Peter was so cool about me accidentally stealing his idea. In fact, we spoke for about an hour about comedy, our influences, his ideas for other podcasts, and he gave me some really great advice for my gig.
Yeah, it sounds like we're pretty similar.
Peter, hey, thanks so much for talking to me. People can hear your podcast, Tell Me I'm Funny. Download it off iTunes. It's really great. Hey, thanks so much for chatting with me.
Yeah, thanks, and good luck. I really hope it goes well.
When I realised that I'd accidentally stolen the idea for the podcast, it got me thinking about what would happen if I wrote some jokes that had already been done before. Melbourne comedian Nath Valvo spoke to me about this theory.
When there's 30 or 40 or 50 of you, work, even more probably, in the same city working all year to think of new gear and, you know, I make jokes. As a joke the other day in an interview, I said, I'm sure I'll be the only comedian talking about Uber Eats in my show this year. Clearly I won't be.
No, yeah, and I've so seen two shows already and they both had Uber Eats in them.
Won't be as good as my Uber Eats joke. Come see my show and find out why, Leon. Yeah, that's going to happen all the time. And you'll be at a night where you're going to be on in three acts' time, and the act that's on is doing a bit about Uber Eats tonight, and you were going to do your new Uber Eats bit. And then sometimes, depending if they kill especially,
yeah,
you're just going to have to go, oh, fuck, and just swap it for something else for that night. Maybe. It's up to you. But to be honest, it's never happened.
Yeah.
There's been little jokes here and there that I'm like, oh, I'll take that out tonight because they've done that bit, but not a full chunk.
Yep.
But yeah, sometimes that happens, man. Sometimes someone will do your topic just before you. It's up to you.
Yeah.
You decide on the night.
Make
if
it
you
your
want
own.
To do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's, there's been, I've, yeah, if someone, if, I don't know, I've never had it. If someone came up to me and said, you have the exact same punchline as this guy, well, I think you just give him a call.
Yeah.
Have a chat and have a laugh about it.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Clearly you haven't stolen it off each other, so what are you going to do about it?
Nath did make me feel better about it, but when I told comedian Merrick Watts I'd found a similar podcast to mine, he had other thoughts.
You should probably think about doing something different. Is there a way you can work footy into this podcast?
Because that's not been done before.
Do this. Go, am I a footy player? No, you're not. But it's been answered and it's original. How long did the podcast go? 4 minutes. I interviewed five people and they all said, Leon, you're not a footballer. Okay, thank you very much. Good process, though.
Yeah, good.
It's, at least it's original.
I wasn't planning on taking Merrick's advice on board anytime soon. I already know that there are a lot of rules in the comedy industry. But as Akmal and as well as the Peter Bresnan case have taught me, there is one golden rule. Never steal jokes. It's a big no-no. If you're caught doing this, you'd be shunned from the community. You'd find it impossible to get gigs and word would spread around, making you a villain in the industry. But this was all just a genuine coincidence. And I was going to move forward and make my own interpretation of the idea. And hopefully, like Peter Bresnan, I'd succeed on stage. Next week on Am I Funny, I get a shocking reality check.
From my perspective, I don't want to be putting a newbie up for 10 minutes. You know, if you're crap, then I've got to get you off stage somehow.
You can follow my progress on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at Am I Funny Pod or amifunnypodcast.com. Please subscribe and review on iTunes and you can catch new episodes every Thursday. A big thanks to producer Sam Kavanagh, audio production by Thomas Green, and thanks to all the comedians, friends and family that gave their time. Am I Funny's theme song is created by Josh Woodward and more info on music is at amifunnypodcast.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.